It is time now for our Tuned In program here on WKEI, and joining us on the line is Sarah Billette from the Kewaunee Public Library. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. Let's talk about summer reading. How are things going?
It's going well. We know this is a kind of a, you know, strange summer for everybody. We realize with COVID-19 going on, our lives aren't normal, but we are doing some, we're still doing summer reading. There's still time to sign up. We have worked with a company called ZooBean, and we have an app called the Beanstack Tracker app where you can download at your app store, whether you have Apple or Android, and you can get that tracker app to register and check on your reading, your child's reading goals, or your teen can do this too for the YA program, or you can get on our website and we'll give you the information on where to find Beanstack online. You can also sign up online if you don't want to do it on any of, you know, your devices, just want to do it on the computer. You could do that too. And we do like to let everybody know, if you are a traditionalist and enjoy that paper log, we also are giving those out.
Good. So people can get those at the library.
Yes, yes. And the adults, you know, they're having their traditional program this year. You can go to the main desk at the library and pick up your sheet with, you know, with all the goals on their sheet. It's been a little different this year, but, you know, for the folks that have already tried our app and our online registration, they have really had a lot of positive thoughts about it. They've told us a lot of positive things about it. You know, we're just looking out. We know families are super busy, and this is just one way to help your kids keep reading, but make it easier for mom, dad, the caregiver, maybe who's helping the child, you know, read every day. It just makes it a little easier to keep track of things.
How are things going with the app?
Really well. It's actually, you know, I'm going to knock on wood here, Sean, but it's, you know, it's going better than, you know, because, you know, every time you start something new digitally, there's always kinks. But the kinks have been very few so far. And it seems to be, you know, we're having success using it. Customers are having success using it. I think this is something that we're going to carry on to upcoming summers, that we're going to make available. Because, you know, it's just something, I mean, where are we? We're on our phones, we're on our devices, we're on our computers. And it's just, you know, since that's where a lot of folks already are, it's just going to make keeping track of summer reading a lot easier.
I mean, there's plenty of kids, I'm sure, actually reading the books right on their phones as well.
Oh, sure. And the kids can do these apps and the online tracking is simple enough that children are able to do this themselves. I mean, I want, you know, obviously with parents' permission, how they feel about digital devices, but children are able to do this themselves, really. It's that simple. And teens can also sign up for the teen program. Anybody that's going into eighth grade or older is eligible to do it. You can sign up online. And, you know, this summer, we know everybody's comfort levels, you know, with being in public right now are a little different. And we don't demand you read library books. It's okay to read, to listen to audiobooks. It's okay for older children to read to younger children. That counts. It's okay to read what some folks, you know, some of us maybe Gen Xers and boomers, you know, think of as comic books, but we, you know, call them graphic novels now.
Right.
Any of those things are okay. If, you know, your child likes to, you know, read magazines, that's all awesome. It all counts.
Yeah. Anything to get people reading is a great thing.
It is. It is. It is great. And I think especially for children who have a lot of things, you know, and we respect that, you know, that there's things that they really need to read and for school, and but it's kind of nice during the summer for them to be able to take a break from that and have more opportunity to pick things they're interested in to read. We really encourage that. Let children read things they're interested in. That's just a big thing for us, because if they don't learn that reading is fun, then they're not going to do it. You know, when they get so older, true. They won't do it. And we don't want that.
Meanwhile, if they can find that one book that means the world to them, that's going to be an introduction to everything else.
Oh, it is. You know, it is. And I mean, reading is the key to every subject anymore. You know, you have to read in math, you have to read in science, you have to read in history. It's everything starts with reading. So that's why we want to encourage, you know, children to read as much as possible. That's, you know, that's how they're going to learn. That's how their vocabulary is going to grow. You know, reading is, you know, how we get along in our society, you know,
right.
You know, just even reading road signs and things, or, you know, going to the grocery store, you have to read. So yeah, it's very important. And we just like to keep encouraging it.
Now, of course, we talked about summer reading. There are also other online resources at the Kewaunee Library.
Yes, we have been putting things online. If you want to stop into the children's room, just give us a call. And the only reason we ask you to do that is because our area is pretty small, and we don't want to have overcrowding. You know, we just want to keep everybody safe, so we just don't want to get too overcrowded at one time. Just give us a quick call. More than times than not, we're empty enough. You can come see us, and we have contests that you can either enter in-house, or you can go to our website, KewauneeLibrary.org, and there's links. We have an animal close-up contest where you need to guess the animal, you know, looking at them close-up. For the kids, we have a mystery contest that we're going to continue every week until August. And this week, we have a special escape room online, and it's called Escape from Pirate Island. And we have a link to that on our website, too. It's fun. We've done it. And just to let everybody know, if your child does complete the pirate escape room, they are eligible to come up and get a special prize for that too. So little incentive. And we do have the directions on how to find the app, the Beanstack Tracker app, and then find Beanstack for Kewaunee Library online too on our webpage under the Youth tab.
Well, that's good. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who might need a little bit of extra help with finding the correct app.
Oh yeah, and if you really do have questions, we're more than happy to help you. You know, if you call the library and ask for the children's room, we're more than happy to help you figure out, you know, which one's going to be best for you and what you'd like to do and how to do it. We have no problem. You know, we encourage questions. I'd rather you ask than not ask and not do it. You know,
right.
I would much prefer that you ask. That's for sure.
Well, I'm sure even with the limited capacity at the moment, it's got to be nice to have people back at the library.
Oh, yes, it is. It's just so much fun to see families we haven't seen in months, to see the kids we haven't gotten to see. You know, I can't, you know, because of, you know, obviously because of concerns with COVID and everything, we're not able to do in-house programs, and I really miss story time. But if you go to Kewaunee Library on YouTube, we do have stories that Miss Kit and I have put up. We've done some songs, we've done some stories. Kit's working on making like some sensory activities for young children, and so we do have those videos there. Just kind of give you a little taste of story time. You can kind of mix and match the stories and the songs maybe, and maybe do one of the sensory activities at the end to make your own story time. We wanted to make everybody aware of that too.
All right. Well, Sarah Billiette, anything else you want to pass along today?
Yes. Do not forget about the census. I know it's kind of been under our radar, but you can come to the library, whether you have a card or not. You can fill out the census for free. It's very, very important, because if you don't fill it out, then the government will not give us any money for you. So, make sure you count your family. Definitely. And you can come and do that for free.
Terrific. Well, Sarah Billiette, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you very much.